Arthur Gilmore.
Hey, Arthur, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How are you?
Good. I apologize. I was supposed to get back to you on that. On the review. We've been short-staffed, and it's been insanely busy. So I'm doing well, really, really busy, but doing well nonetheless. How about yourself?
Good. Good, thanks.
Cool.
Yeah. It's been a bit of a zoo, to be honest, how busy it is.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the zoo. So I understand you have a loan with Can Capital, and you want to see kind of how much we can give you, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I understand if you want to take Can Capital out. That's something you had said to me last time we spoke. So I understand that. The only thing that I was trying to do was, $250 gives me $150 after I pay Can Capital, or after, we square with Can Capital. I was looking for a little bit more. I could deal with the $250 and a 2-year deal. I was looking for $300, so I'd have that extra $50 little cushion. Why?
Okay.
Ruben, I got a lot of there's a lot of action right now, and I didn't share this with Zach. He was new to me, but we just signed a master services agreement with Duke Energy. Honda Jets looking at us now. We just didn't got, we're doing that thing with PBS. We just got invited to be a speaker at a very, very select and prestigious conference for bankers, which is brand new, which is called Future Branch. And we got a lot of action. And I just I'm a guy who's kind of looking at these things constantly and saying, let me talk to Ruben. I got a couple other guys that have been knocking on my door. To be honest with you, I'm not really talking to them right at the moment. But if you said, Arthur, we'll give you, $300, you pay down the $105 or $107 right away. We'll pay that. We'll write that check to Can Capital, make sure that that's done. Then you have your $200,000, which helps also with regard to, any of my growth sales and marketing efforts that are going on these months. And, I don't need to stretch it to 3 years. I did mention that to Zach that, less, a smaller number would be a little easier, but, it's really a matter of, getting this stuff in place.
Understood. Do you mind if I kind of give you some feedback real quick?
Yeah, give me feedback.
So here's the first thing I don't understand. Your Can Capital loan balance you think is 107, but your payments are 100 and something a day. So how do we get to that high of a balance? That's what I can't wrap my head around.
They gave me a first 6 months at a reduced rate, and then it kicks up to the higher percentage.
What's your additional payment once it resets?
Like 239 or something.
Okay. And you've done one loan with them or multiple loans?
Got one.
Okay. So a few things. Number one, there's something called first position. There's also something called second position. There's also something called third position. And then there's even fourth and fifth and craziness. So generally, we underwrite internally first and second positions, which means if you're a customer, we can give you a second position loan. We can also give you a first position loan. The way it works is you always want to do if it's available a first position. And then I ask the question people ask us, well, why? Well, first position loans, it's just like real estate. If you're the first position lender, you've got less risk. As part of your now, there's no me beating around the bush or sales techniques. We do second positions, but that means a client is knowingly violating their existing loan agreement. Because part of your Can Capital loan agreement says that you cannot get another working capital loan on top of their loan. And so if we have the chance to give a customer and say, hey, and no one's going to jail here, but if the customer has a chance to get a first position versus a second position, the reality is the second position is going to get you the most amount of money, the longest available terms, the best programs, the best cost of capital. If they need a second position in the future, that's fine. But the only reason a second position, let me give you an idea of why a second position would be appropriate. Let's say your current payoff balance with CAN was 200,000, okay? So let's say it's 200. Generally, the way these loans work is that you have to net at least 50% on the dollar of your loan proceeds. So if you could only qualify for 200 and your CAN capital loan was 107, well, you got a problem because 50% of 200 grand is 100 grand. And you would not be able to net, you could only net 93,000, which is less than 50%, then you'd have to go to a second position. The first position, it's the best available idea. And it's also about the program. So I want to take a second, tell you how our program works, my thoughts, and then please give me some feedback. So one of the most popular programs we have right now, and I'm sure you've discussed with CAN and other people, is the renewal, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So basically the way that works is you committed to borrowing, paying back X. But essentially, if you do a renewal and you're halfway through, you carry all that interest over. Not the best fit. The program that we have is very unique. It includes interest forgiveness on a renewal. So that means that if you, and it's just part of the contract, it's in black and white, let's say you come into us, it's an 18-month term, and you're 9 months in, you want to renew. As part of your contract with us, you're allowed, if you renew and use part of our proceeds to pay off your existing note and get a new loan with us, we forgive all that remaining interest. There's a few benefits to this. A, you're not carrying over interest. B, you can ask for more money fast. The challenge for your business is to get you 300 grand, you're gonna have to do a lot of paperwork, but most importantly, it's just too much debt relative to revenues. But I can understand that you've got some needs in the future where you don't want to shortchange yourself, correct?
Yes.
So this would be my thought and kind of my idea. Do 250, do it over the shortest amount of time you can for a $250,000 loan, which to me seems a 18-month term, although I'm going to see if we can do something shorter. 9 months later, ask for more money, do a renewal. That is the most appropriate fit for your business.
Okay. Could we do 24 months? That would seem to me more in line with my thoughts on the 250.
Well, on this specific program, 250. Let me just give you the numbers though, so I can look at it. And we don't do any type of exotic. By the way, we work with CAN, but I'm not a fan of these exotic loans where they adjust. I don't like that idea. I like having people fix. Yeah, it's better to give people a fixed payment. And CAN gave you how much?
He gave me 100.
Yeah, and so I think what's going on in our industry right now is, and we've got to kind of draw not a line in the sand, but a dichotomy, is that there's a lot of lenders that are saying, hey, look, we've got you this super, super, super great program. It's 2 years, but it's 100 grand. We see 100 grand on a lot of loans, 150. So I think what we're doing is giving you a lot more funds, which I think is a better program. Just so you know, the 250 that I'm quoting you, I can give you daily payments or I can give you weekly payments. I also don't have to charge you any type of origination fees. Right now, the industry standard is about a 2% origination fee on a renewal or a new loan, and so we drop that fee. So here's the number you're looking at. If we did the full,
what is the weekly fee?
I'm going to give you both numbers.
Okay.
And we can also provide an amortization schedule so you can see how much interest would be waived in a renewal situation. We also offer, I highly doubt it, but just, I'm sure one of the questions you have is, what happens if you decide to pay off early, correct?
Yes.
You get a 25% discount on remaining interest if you decide to pay off early. I've seen that on like two customers, but we do throw that in there just for peace of mind. So if we looked at the two, and this loan could fund today, by the way, very quick process. If we looked at 250, the full amount, no fees, you were looking at there's 78 weeks. Give me a second. You're looking at either 925 a day or 4487 a week, and that's 52. That's 78 weeks. 4487 17. I do not advise doing any. Are there loan programs where you'll get a little more money, Arthur? Absolutely. But you will not get this. You'll get a nasty renewal. You'll get someone that will say, "Hey, look, I'll give you a 10% discount, or I'll require all this additional paperwork. Or I'll charge you an upfront fee." And I hope you appreciate my honesty and also my experience that this is the best program for your type of business. It's what I use for my existing book of business, just so you know, for my clients.
Send me some documents on this, and I will look it over this afternoon, and I'll get back to you in a couple hours.
Okay. Do you want me to send you the daily or the weekly?
What's the difference in your mind to the daily and weekly? Is it better to go daily with regard to the...
Do you want the real answer or the sales answer?
I want the real answer.
The real answer is that many customers have said, "I hate all this daily crap." And someone said, and our marketing department said, "Okay, we'll give you weekly. There is no difference." But for certain customers, so there is a certain type of customer that says, "Hey, look, I got a lot of money in, a lot of money out. Sometimes, once in a while, I might be low on the account, and a weekly is more advantageous." The other type of client says, "Hey, look, I don't want to check everything each day. There is no difference in cost of funds. I don't see there being a difference. I mean, just to give you an idea, it's Thursday, so here's the only difference for you. If you're loan funds today, I don't think your first payment drafts, and it drafts on Wednesday, I believe. So basically, you would get the money in your account today, or well, we'd fund it today, you'd probably get it tomorrow or Monday, but your first payment wouldn't be due until Wednesday." So that's the only difference in my mind.
Okay. And let me understand. See, for me, I do my accounting weekly, not daily. I mean, I do, check the bank accounts and all that daily. Or my bookkeeper does. Checker flag is... I kind of look at it by the week, and I then draft that out for the months. So the $250 would come in right away. Do I pay Can Capital down right away?
No. So we do it as part of the loan proceeds. So what I would do is I'm going to send you documents. You documents that verify all this. You would sign them, you'd send them back to me. We do a split fund. So Can will send you a letter. It will say, "Here's your current balance." We'd pay off Can, and you'd net the proceeds.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Why don't you send me something, Ruben? Let me look it over and get back to you. I just want to kind of run my numbers through my...
That's not a problem. I'm going to get them over to you. You'll have them in the next couple of hours, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ruben. Okay, bye.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.